Hello, Rochester. This is Nurse Bowick. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as the CDC, has placed Monroe County in the substantial transmission category, meaning our county is now at a level in which the CDC would recommend everyone, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, wear masks indoors. So if you are the COVID-19 police, please understand this is a recommendation, not a mandate. And you're going to see people around Rochester shopping. Some will have on masks and others will not. In addition, as we are wrapping up the summer vacation season, please be aware that the CDC has placed some very popular vacation destinations on the level 4 COVID-19 very high category. And the CDC is recommending that you not travel to some locations unless you have been fully vaccinated. It's a long list of places, and they include the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, St. Bartholomew, Martinique, Trinidad and Tobago, Ireland, and Greece. So please, please, please check that list before you travel so that you can make a decision that will best fit you and your family. It's time to get back to the basics of COVID. Remember, COVID is a highly contagious, dangerous disease caused by a coronavirus. Viruses, folks, constantly change through mutation, and new variants of viruses are expected to occur. That's what viruses do. But sometimes new variants emerge and disappear, and other times those new variants persist, like what we're seeing with the Delta variant. Let's be honest, the medical and the healthcare community was not prepared for the COVID-19 pandemic, and those ever-changing mix messages have been extremely discouraging. But the best advice I can give you today is to monitor your health daily. Go buy some thermometers. Keep thermometers in your house. And if you are not feeling well, you are starting to have those cold symptoms, you're having a high fever, respiratory distress, shortness of breath, cough, and I'm understanding there's quite a bit of sneezing with the Delta variant, contact your healthcare provider immediately. And when that healthcare provider asks you what your temperature is, you can say 103.9 instead of "I just feel hot." We know the things that have worked for us in the past. Social distancing. Stay 6 feet away from others. If you're not sure how to measure that, that's about 2 arm lengths on an adult. Put your mask on. Avoid crowds in poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands. Again, wash your hands with soap and water or use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol, especially after you've been pumping gas. Stay hydrated. Aim for about 64 ounces of water a day. Get 30 minutes of physical activity in. That's walking, even if it's real slow, if that's all you can do. Decrease stress. Stay out of other people's business and aim for 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep per night. And when it comes to the vaccine, if you are able to take the vaccine, the very reason why I'm encouraging it at this point is because the data is showing that that vaccine is going to be the difference between life and death. This is from the station that cares about you and the community. 103.9 WDKX.